5 minutes after the 1 o'clock hour. Welcome back into the whole show. Final hour of the program here on a Wednesday. Eastside Chris says, who has a deeper voice, Mark or Cody? That's a tough one. Mark has a deeper voice, doesn't he? Cody's is growlier. More growly. Hey, by the way, we just got our new sign up front. Out front at the station, finally. So if you drive by on 10th and see it, let me know. See what it looks like. I don't advise you to take pictures while you're driving, but if you have a passenger in the seat, shoot a picture. It looks good. Looks really good. Finally got the sign up.
Big sign?
Huh?
Big sign?
Yeah. Out front.
It's got your face on it?
Yeah, it's your face. And it says,
I didn't approve that.
It says, Primetime will be with Alabama in 5 years. I put that up. It's the billboard. Get us some juice, man.
Let's just hope college football is ended by then.
I want to thank Raven Signs for hooking us up with that. It's an amazing sign. Dude, they got it done in like 30 minutes. They hung it up, got it ready to go.
They just made it in 30 minutes?
No, they made it. It was like a week ago.
Okay.
I got hung it up. They hung it up, Angel. You can't make it out on the fly here and just then you got to hang it up.
I don't know.
Yeah. It'll be great. So if you see it, let us know. Tight-knit brewing poll question of the day is available at theholeshow.com. How many all-stars will the Nuggets have this season? And I'm with you. I'm leaning on one. Again, it's tough to get an all-star anyway. It's tough to get multiple. This is not Major League Baseball where you get an all-star, you get an all-star, everybody gets an all-star. It's not that. So it's tough to just get one. And very tough to get two, extremely tough to get three.
When you just look at the West and who they're going to be competing against for spots, it's Steph, Clay, Booker, Durant, Jokic, Luka, Anthony Edwards, those type of guys. And, as good as Jamal is, he's not really considered in that top 15 NBA players right now.
I got to see a lot from Jamal. And again, from Media Day on Monday, it sounds like that's where Calvin Booth's head is and Michael Malone's head is we want to be a regular season team, too. We want to be able to. And what I mean by that is we've got to be able to be playing at our best all the time so that we can turn it on and off. Because I don't know that it's hard to just be a great team that turns it on when you want to. There's very few teams that can do like the Spurs weren't that team. They needed to be good all the time and constantly perfecting their craft. LeBron in his prime could shut it down and then turn it back on and crank it back up. Very few teams/players can just turn it on when they want to. So I think what this organization wants to see is can you be elite from, 85 to 90% of the season?
Yeah, and I think, some of that can probably come from the end of the season stretch, the last 2.5 months or so, where it was very just kind of weird and up and down. Are they going for the one seed? Are they just going to relax or whatnot? And then another point that Malone mentioned is that they want to be over 500 on the road. I know that's a huge thing for him, is that when they go on these 3-4 game road trips and it's, we came back 1-3 or we came back 2-2, but we got that last one was close and now we're exhausted for a home game. We got a back-to-back.
Yeah, no, and I
think that's part of developing that championship mentality, that it's not
winning
just
on the road.
We play good. We can go on the road, too.
And Calvin Booth's talking about, can we get to the point where we have big-time streaks of wins? Where we're talking about a 7-10 game win streak, where we're really feeling like weak. Because what that does, Angel, that builds confidence. When you go on and you win 10, 12 games in a row or something, then you go, man, we can go on a huge stretch and not lose any games. That all bodes well for the regular season.
And it builds intimidation for your opponents. Because people could look at the Nuggets right now and say, yeah, they're a good team, but, I don't know if they're that team. So you have to take that on yourself to become that team and show that the championship wasn't a fluke. It wasn't some magical year where everything bounced your way.
Yeah, because I'm looking at the Nuggets last season, Angel, and there was a 4-game win streak. They went on a 5-game win streak. Oh, here's a one. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. That might have been the best one for them, a 9-game win streak. That's what they want to see more of those. There was the 1 9-game win streak, and I think the most they did 5 or 6. So Calvin Booth's talking about putting together big stretches throughout the course of the regular season.
2 weeks where half the team was sick and they were on the road. That was weird.
Well, and I mean, the way they finished the season, too. I mean, they won two out of their last, like, 8 or 9 games. I mean, that we talked about that. Like, are
Chicago
the Nuggets...
Chicago game.
Oh, the Chicago game still bugs me. That still bugs me. You know, they lost 117-96 in that game and just played like crap. And I think that's what Calvin Booth's talking about.
Yeah.
Is, you know, we can't have those games where we question who we are for a bit. We're not there yet. They're a championship team, but they're not a dynasty mode yet. You know, they're not in that stage.
The league will question them. The media will question them. Like, oh, you were the one seed, but not a lot of people were picking them to win it.
And let's call it what it is. Last year was a championship year, and it was amazing. But there are going to be those that look at that and say, well, was Phoenix really together yet? And Golden State was aging out, and weird stuff happened with Milwaukee, with Miami going through. Nobody really had Miami picked to go deep. So was it a weird year? And like it or not, that is a reality of the situation. I don't know that, again.
They did beat Anthony Edwards and the Wolves. They beat the Suns. They swept the Lakers.
They beat a play-in team. Yes, the Timberwolves were a play-in team. But I do think that there's a reality to their championship run that we should at least look at and say, was it the most difficult path, as difficult as it looked on paper?
Probably not.
Minnesota, Phoenix, and L.A. You would think, yeah, that's going to be tough. But Phoenix was on the way out the door with DeAndre Ayton. That looked like it was doomed from the start in that playoff series. Again, this season will be a tester. Now, I'm not taking it away. I'm not going to be that guy. But let's call it what it really is. Phoenix was not established. They got Kevin Durant in the trade deadline last year. It's fair. We got to be fair with this. Phoenix is probably going to be much better this year. The Lakers, I'm not really giving them much of a pass on this. I mean, I know, and again, you got Bradley Beal, right? With the Suns, so they'll be better. With the Lakers, no, I don't really look at them and go, oh yeah, run it back with Russell and Reeves and James and Vanderbilt and Anthony Davis. That'll do the trick, right? That I'm not there. But in Minnesota, again, that was a good win. Minnesota might be on the rise. I don't know. And then Miami. I don't think anybody picked Miami to go to the NBA Finals. Now, what I'm saying is, was it an easy road? No. Miami had to beat all those teams. Miami had to beat... They beat Milwaukee and Boston, right? They had to beat both of those franchises. Mm-hmm. So you beat some
beat
damn
Boston
good teams.
Going up 3-1 and almost losing that series.
Yeah, true. So again, it was a special year. It was a tough year. I'm telling you right now, Angel, this year, it's going to be tougher. This is going to be a more complicated stretch for the Nuggets. Assuming, you know, injuries don't take a toll on any of these teams, the Phoenix Suns will be better. More time in the system. Kevin Durant having more time. If we're going to say the same thing about Reggie Jackson on the bench having a full offseason with the Nuggets and he should be better coming off the bench, then we have to be fair and say Kevin Durant having a full offseason with Phoenix Suns is going to be better. That's the truth of it. Did they get better? Yes. Phoenix got better. Milwaukee got better. LA, I don't know that they got better. Minnesota probably got better just because Anthony Edwards has another year and he was with Team USA and all that stuff. He probably got better. There are going to be difficult tasks ahead for the Nuggets, and you love their starting lineup. You do. But there are going to be questions about can they go the next level? And the next level is do it again. Do it when there is a target on your back. And yes, the media is still making a joke of it, but there is a target on their back. Lakers have spent all offseason thinking and fantasizing about the Denver Nuggets, dreaming about the Denver Nuggets, haunted by the Denver Nuggets. Can you do that now that the target is painted on your back? Whether the media wants to tell you that or not, teams are trying to build what the Nuggets are doing. So this is going to be, and this is why I think the regular season has a lot of juice to it. You know, this isn't a team that has they've got their championship, they got their title, but we all know what makes NBA teams great these days, not just these days, for the past 30, 40, 50 years. Can you do it again? I mean, here's what I'll give to Richard Sherman. I hate what he had to say about Michael Malone. It's stupid. But not a lot of people can go back and remember that the Toronto Raptors won a championship. It wasn't that long ago. They went out, they rented a player in Kawhi Leonard, for a season. They took the chance, paid off, they got a title. But right now, and I'm not comparing the two, Denver was building up to that and became a championship team. Toronto said, Kawhi's got 1 year left. He wants out of San Antonio. We're going to take that chance. We're going to go bring Kawhi in. And they went and won a title. But Toronto's not going to go down as one of those dominating, amazing championship teams. Denver has to now take the next step. So I do think that there is a lot of pressure on the Nuggets to get it done this year, to get it done in the next couple of years, to not make that a one-off. Can you be more than a one-off? And I'm picking them to win the title this year. I say they go back-to-back. Because I don't, while I think Phoenix has gotten better, I think another year with Jamal Murray and MPJ coming in with a healthy offseason is going to pay off. I'm really interested to see how Christian Brown does now that we expect him to be good. Last year, he's a rookie. What do you expect from him? You don't have expectations. But he found ways to insert himself into big games and come up big when he was needed. So there are major question marks surrounding the Nuggets. MPJ, your question the other day to him, that was warranted. Because I don't know that he's a lethal shooter. Maybe he is. Maybe he still can be. But in the playoffs, he was not. He had to diversify. How much will that ball handling really help him out coming up this season? How much will all those extra things, all that extra work that he's been putting in, how much will that really truly help him going into the season? And it's fair to wonder about Nikola Jokic. I think it's fair. We're only human. You wonder, okay, can all of the I don't really care about basketball until about a week, 2 weeks before we have to check into camp, will that ever take hold? The older you get, the harder it's going to be to do that. I mean, Christian Brown, for example, Michael Malone said he was the best guy at our gym all summer. Well, he was like one of the only guys, right? Joker wasn't there. How much was Gordon there? I don't know. But there are certain superstar players that get that treatment where they don't have to. And again, when you're overseas and you live somewhere else, it's different. They get a certain treatment and an expectation there. So there are questions. Can Jamal Murray be an all-star? And that means finally averaging more than 20 points a game. I've been on that for 5 years. I was the guy when he was drafted. I said, Jamal Murray will be better than Steph Curry. And I tell you what, Angel, that take doesn't look as bad as it did about 3 years ago. That take doesn't look as bad. Jamal Murray goes out this year and has an all-star season, and they win another title. Would you consider start putting him up in those conversations? Depends on the year, sure, but he's not that far away. We've watched him play. He's a great player. He said, Chris, each team has their all-star. The number twos have to show up to compete. Jamal has to prove it. Yeah, I agree. Jamal Murray has to prove it. This is enough. Jamal Murray is a great... There's the promo that's running on KFK. It's like, Jamal Murray is one of the best in the league when he's at his best. But he's not always at his best. Fortunately for the Nuggets, 80 to 90% of the time in the playoffs, maybe 80%, he was. Now can you do that 82 games? Or let's be fair, can you do that 72 games? 12 games are just kind of meh. Rather than, you know, here's a night where you scored 13. Oh, bam, you got 30 that night. Oh, back to 20. Oh, 17, 13. Oh, 35. I got to see more consistency there. Joker is a different beast. He can have 4 points and still be the best player on the team on the night because he's going to have 14 rebounds and 12 assists and impact the game in so many different ways and have the assist to the assist. He's going to do a lot of that stuff. Biggest question mark for you going into the season? Question mark / concern in order that concerns you about the Nuggets repeating as champs?
I mean, it's really just kind of an introspective thing. How do they view themselves? Do they view themselves as champions and we can do that again? Or is it like, no, we are good. And when we lose our first game, it's all everything. We're not good.
So you're saying mentally?
Mentally, this team has
your biggest concern about this team is where their mental focus is.
Yes. I think they're confident. I think they feel good about what they did last year while also putting that in the past. Doing some of the same things you did last year, but also leaving yourself open to learn different things when adversity strikes.
Yeah, I could see that. You don't want to be complacent. And certainly once they got into the playoffs, they were not that. They didn't. We all kind of worried about them kind of limping into the playoffs and worried about their spot and all that stuff. Bam, they lost four games.
Their last 11 games were their, that was their best run. Can they tied the series against Phoenix onto the finals. That was it.
Can they pick up right where they left off? And, you know, it looks like they can. I have no reason to believe they can't with that starting unit.
And they put out a video yesterday from practice where it's just the starting five doing ball movement stuff, and it looks...
It looks sharp.
Like, wow. Like Jokic or Gordon's doing bump passes.
Bump pass to
like
Porter.
Jokic.
Yeah. Well, if Gordon can become... If Gordon has taken another... And who knows, when Gordon was in Sombor, maybe they're sitting down watching... I doubt it. But maybe they're sitting down watching film, and Joker's like, here's the way I view the game. Here's the way I view it. It's a playground out there for me. Mm-hmm. A ball comes and hits me, I'm going to volleyball it. Nobody does that because it's a basketball. It's a sport. It's a game. I'm going to treat this thing like a game. And so in that little clip we saw with Gordon getting the ball in the paint, he doesn't get the ball. He jumps up and volleyballs it over to Michael Porter Jr. in the corner. And that's a three-point shot. Bam. I think Gordon's going to have a monster year. Dixon says, biggest concern, backup center if Jokic misses time and Aaron Gordon's still thinking he can shoot. Yeah, I agree, though. I don't want to see Gordon out there shooting threes. I don't. Although he did make some key three-pointers in the playoffs.
He's good for like two or three three-pointers.
A season or?
No, a game.
I don't know if
he
I'm
going
to.
He can hit no shots.
I'm going to say two or three. He's good for a three.
He's good for two or three.
He's good for a three.
DeAndre Jordan's good for maybe one every three games.
Every 3 years.
No, three games.
Gordon played like Aaron Gordon was supposed to last year. He said it in the press conference at the end of two seasons ago when they got eliminated. When they lost to Golden State in the first round, Gordon talked about it, said, this is the player that I need to be, and that's the player he became. So I think Gordon, I think the time with Joker, who knows, man, maybe he's going to challenge, maybe Gordon becomes an assist monster. Wouldn't that be something? 23 minutes after the hour. Cables Pub and Grill, that is where my friends meet. I haven't been there in a week or so, man. I got to get over there. $3 pints today, $7.99 personal pizzas. Every single Wednesday, up to three toppings. That's Cables Pub and Grill here in Greeley, where my friends meet. Let's take a quick break. It's the whole show powered by Chevron. We're on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
You like podcasts? We podcast every show immediately after it airs at 1310kfka.com or wherever you download your favorite stuff. Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Hey, this is Mark Johnson, voice of the Colorado Buffaloes, and you're listening to The Hull Show with my buddy Brady Hull on 1310 KFKA.
Now, Sean Payton, not messing around. Randy Gregory is gone. He was released by the Broncos. He'll pocket like $27 million or something like that. Video game numbers. And it looks like that clears the way for Nick Bonitto to be the man who did start last week and did make the most impactful play of the game, forcing the fumble on Justin Fields, where Cooper scooped it up, scored, tied the game. Denver ultimately, as we know, went on and won that thing. Who's next? Could we see Denver part ways with Jerry Jeudy or Cortland Sutton? Frank Clark, that's another name up there. Trying to go with the youth movement here while still trying to win games is the question, I guess. Are the Broncos, now some are looking at this saying, oh yeah, the Broncos are clearing the way. They're going to start trading off players and just acquiring assets and unloading some guys that they don't see in the grand vision. I don't see it that way yet. Now, do you believe Sean Payton at the beginning of the season when he said he would be disappointed if this team was not a playoff team? Do you believe him when he says that?
Kind of, maybe, yes and no.
And so if you do kind of believe him, then four games in, he's not punting the season at 1-3. I think he's got the ego, which is a good thing, to want to fight a little bit longer here. Now, you lose to the Jets, I think that changes everything.
Well, I think, you know, when he said that, it's, I don't know if he had a full scope of what the team really was. You know, when a coach looks at their team and say, okay, who do we got? What type of team we're going to have? And it's easy just to look at a piece of paper with a depth chart and say, oh, yeah, we should be a playoff team. And
well, how much offensively did Tim Patrick not being there? Like, that was a guy that Sean Payton just loves. He reminds him of a receiver that he had in New Orleans.
Yeah, but as a coach, you don't prioritize your entire offense on one player.
Not a quarterback?
Well, I mean, yes. The offense is based on the quarterback's strength, but you don't primarily focus the offense on, okay, we're just throwing the ball to Jerry Jeudy and that's going to be it.
Correct, but the Broncos aren't really utilizing receivers at a high rate anyway. So I just wonder if Tim Patrick was such a part of that plan that when he goes down, it's like, now I've got to try to work in Sutton and Jeudy to be those guys, and they're not those guys. They do not play like I want a wide receiver to play.
Well, ideally you have, you know, two of a kind of your receivers, and you could just put the backup guy for Sutton in there, and he can play that backup role because that's the role designed for that specific receiver type.
See, I'm of the mindset, because what did Sutton do last week? I mean, he wasn't really there. You know, when you look at, he did have the touchdown, and it was a big, I think that was the go-ahead touchdown. It was huge. Don't get me wrong. And I wanted to work with Sutton, but I forgot he was on the football team watching this game. He had three catches for 27 yards and a touchdown. For the amount of money you're paying, a lot of people like to talk about the amount of money you're paying Russell Wilson for him to just be mediocre. What about Cortland Sutton? He's not even mediocre right now. He's non-existent sometimes. And again, he caught the touchdown, and Russell Wilson seems to connect with him in the red zone, and I do like that. But I'm kind of looking at a guy like Brandon Johnson and obviously Marvin Mims and saying, hey, can you just go with the youth movement here? And you're not getting production from your wide receivers anyway, so you might as well trade those guys off and go with the young guys. That's kind of where I'm in it. Little Jordan Humphrey has made some, you know, some interesting, some impact for this team. So I think there's just a lot of question marks surrounding this Broncos offense, and we haven't seen anybody really show up on a consistent level for Russ. Honestly, it's that point. Now, last year was the opposite. I think Russ has been good. Not great, but good. Who's the receiver that's going to go with him? Who's the guy? Tight end? I mean, are we going to get Greg Dulcich back anytime soon? But you got to tell you, Troutman might be a good blocker. Manhurts might be a good blocker, but they're not really lighting it up as far as receptions as a tight end. You might get those guys back. You know, you look at the injuries, Justin Simmons, Mike Purcell, Josie Jewell, Frank Clark, Javonte Williams are all listed as questionable. Dulcich was put on injured reserve back on September 16th, so he might be pretty soon. He might be able to come back. Caden Stearns was a name we talked about. Kayvon Williams, P.J. Locke, Kayvon Williams, excuse me, Baron Browning. I mean, these are all guys that were supposed to be a part of the big picture this season. And again, I don't like to be the dude that says injuries depleted them and that's the why they're bad. Obviously, if you lose your star quarterback and go down like the Jets, it's a little more, it's easier to understand. But every team's losing significant players. But I got to imagine maybe you pull off one of those wins if guys like Tim Patrick are in. You know, Greg Dulcich, the jury is still out on this guy. I believe he can be an impact player. What did Peyton say he was going to be, like his Joker role? But we haven't got to see that because he's been hurt. And that was the same story with him last season, too. But I wouldn't be shocked if we see Sean Payton make another move. Dixon says, George Payton misses starting to add up in terms of players and contracts. Yeah, Gregory was one of them. George Payton's not long for this Broncos land. Broncos land? Country. I would just guess, regardless of how this thing goes, you're moving on from George Payton. He'll be the ultimate scapegoat. Maybe even before Vance Joseph. And the cool thing is, defensively, for you Broncos diehards, is what you saw from Vance Joseph's defense in that fourth quarter was good. They made all these great plays to win that game. Forcing a fumble, shutting down a fourth down and going for it situation instead of kicking the field goal. they were making, they made a key stop in between those turnovers, turnover on downs, and then the forced fumble. Can they carry that over another week? Gain some confidence. Can you get Justin Simmons back? Can Nick Bonito take this new role and really run with it? When it looked like maybe he was going to be a dud of a pick. You know, last year he didn't do much of anything. He was out of place all the time, or sometimes he didn't dress out. So Sean Payton's coming in, and I think it sends a message. I don't care if you're Randy Gregory or you're Justin Simmons. I don't care if we're paying you big money and we got you locked up for 5 years. If you're not on this boat, you're getting off right now. Next stop, wherever. Next stop is DIA. And that's where Randy Gregory was spotted about 20 minutes ago, by the way. He is getting out ASAP. And I like the message. This is where I do think Sean Payton shines. He is no nonsense. He can be a jerk, but when you have tough things that need to be said and done, unlike what we saw last year with Hackett, benching Melvin Gordon, didn't play him at all, the very next meeting tells Melvin Gordon he's starting. That is not what you need in the NFL. That is a nice guy. And again, Nathaniel Hackett is a nice guy. He's a good guy. But you can't bench a guy and say you're not good enough to play the rest of this entire game. But next week you're starting. Sean Payton's the complete opposite of that. He's saying, Brandy, I know you're a high paid guy, you're a high profile guy, but you're not showing it to me. I'm not seeing enough from you. So we're moving on. Hey, Nick Bonito, step into my office. You ready to shine, man? Because you did last week. You ready to do that every single week for me? McLean says, remember when Sutton and Emmanuel Sanders got into a scuffle because Sutton thought he was the new big-time receiver for the Broncos? Yeah, I do remember that. 405 texting in. Sounds like you're talking about the Rockies. Get the young guys in there and see what they can do. Maybe the Broncos can find someone like the Rockies, like Nolan Jones. Marvin Mims? Yeah, you're right. We're not talking about the Broncos in these high praising conversations anymore. This isn't like, oh, what's the next piece to get you in? This is a who wants to play. And that's sad that we've got to this state, but that's where we are. That's what happens when you waste a lot of draft picks on one or two guys, including Sean Payton, and you don't find guys that fit your culture. You are forced to go through free agency to fill gaps, to fill holes. And those guys don't always fit your culture. They don't always fit what you're about. Draft picks are great because when you draft them, you're the first guy they're hearing from. You're the first guy they're learning about the business from. And so they kind of start hearing you and becoming, getting that voice in their head as far as what your belief is as how to run an organization. Free agents are different. 36 minutes after the hour. Angel, let's jump out real quick and get the latest on the local sports flash.
This is Nico Medved, the men's basketball coach of the Colorado State Rams, and you're listening to The Hull Show on 1310 KFKA.
You know, I think it's a good thing, Angel, really, when you get the national media harping about Michael Malone again and the Nuggets. I think it's a good thing. I think it puts that chip right back on your shoulder. You talked about the mentality of this team and how that might be a concern for you. I think what the national media just did, with what the Richard Shermans of the world and what the Lakers players are doing and saying, I think that it just, if there wasn't a chip there already, it's right back on. And I think Jamal Murray understands the mission at hand, too. I think he knows, hey, we don't want to be a one-off. There are plenty of one-off champions that are just remembered as, wow, you had a really strong year. They don't really pay attention to as what we paid attention to. The Nuggets were in a steady build-up, then they got injured, and then built back up. They just look at it as a one-off right now. And there's something to be said about one-offs versus, like, the Golden State Warriors and the Spurs. You want to be in those conversations. Those are the chats you want to be in. How great are you? Michael Malone says dynasty, dynasty, dynasty at the parade, and we absolutely love it. How do you get there and prove that you are going to be considered one of the upper echelon franchises? So I think there's a lot of pressure on this season, Angel. Maybe even more so than last year to get that first one. Because now you're there. Now you're a champ. Was Richard Sherman or whoever talking about the Nuggets last year at this time? Was it anybody? Were the Lakers talking about how they've been thinking about the Nuggets all offseason? No. You're there now. You're in the spotlight. Whether it's negative or positive, you are in the spotlight. And now it's on these players, without Bruce Brown, to figure out how they can not just be a one-off, one fancy story, one nice story championship team. And I think you're going to, obviously Joker's going to do his thing. I wouldn't be surprised if he's the MVP again. I honestly wouldn't. It looked easier for him in the playoffs. He looked better in the playoffs. Now, our boy Tanner says he wasn't a dog before the playoffs. He was. He was a two-time MVP. You cannot be a two-time MVP of a professional sports league without being a dog. But he was. But he did get better in the playoffs. You didn't think there was another level. There was. Every single night, he raised his game to another level. I think the game is easy to him. I think 20 points for him is easy. I think 7 assists, 7 rebounds is easy for him. When it becomes work, it's like, okay, get to 30, get to 12, get to 13. That's when it becomes a challenge. This is an easy game for him. He is one of those superstars. There are certain stars in the league where the game just gets easier. Kobe Bryant was one of those guys. LeBron was one of those guys. Steph Curry was one of those guys. You learn so much about your skill set and what you can do and what your teammates can do. It becomes easy. You know, it's just like, it's like anything. You do it over and over. When I first started doing a radio show, I was scared crapless doing a show, talking. And you just get better at it and it becomes an easy thing. And then this is a small scale. What Joker is doing, I think we're going to see numbers that are going to blow us out of the water. I would not be shocked if we see some 50-point games this year, along with 50-point triple-doubles. I wouldn't be shocked at all. My thing is, where does Jamal Murray go? Where does Michael Porter Jr. go from here? Jamal needs to elevate to superstar status. He's not there. I don't care what the national media says. He is not a superstar. Michael Porter Jr. needs to elevate to all-around player status, and I think he was on his way in the playoffs. I think in some sense, now that we won the championship, now that the Nuggets won the championship, the fact that Michael Porter Jr. didn't shoot well, to me, actually is a good thing, because he was forced to look inward and figure out how he could impact these playoffs without just knocking down corner threes and top of the key threes and step back jumpers. He had to learn how to be a different player. And I love that now. Now that they won, I love that. I think Aaron Gordon's going to be Aaron Gordon. I don't necessarily look at Gordon and think he is going to be a different player. He might be a little bit better. He might be more of an assist guy. We'll see. I'd be curious to see how that works. But I'm really putting, you know, again, it's KCP is going to be fine. I don't think you're going to see. I mean, he was a really efficient 3-point shooter, pretty good defensive player. I don't think you're going to see a drop there. My question is where does Jamal Murray and Michael Porter Jr. go with this? Where do they take this? And that's the biggest question mark to me. And the bench, yes. Christian Brown's a question mark. But I need to see the starters almost just so dominant that maybe the bench doesn't become such a major liability. Because you got to hold on to leads. You got to do that. But once you get in the playoffs, Angel, that's who it is. It's your starters, and it's about two guys, and that's what the Nuggets did. Two or three guys are going to go with you. So you need your starters to elevate their game, and I think we'll see that. I honestly do.
Yeah, I don't think this team and the vibe that we got from Monday is that they're not looking to be complacent, or they're not looking to find, they're not going into this season, okay, oh, we got to find that thing that's going to make us win a championship. They've already found it. Now you have to hold on to it. Now you have to find something else that you can add to it that's going to elevate you from last year, because it's not the same team. It's not going to be the same competition.
No, definitely different competition. Dixon had wondered about the backup center. I don't know what that looks like.
DJ.
Yeah.
Again, we don't need... You're not going to get two Jokic's on the floor.
Well, you need a backup player, though.
Yeah.
Because when Joker's on the floor, who is the fifth man? He may not be a center, but you need another guy that's... You can't just go quiet. And I don't think it's DeAndre Jordan. I think he was signed just for being a cheerleader. And I'm not, like, disrespect whatever. That's his career now. That's who he is. Zeke Nagy, what did Michael Malone say about Zeke?
He's playing five.
But what did he say? Don't get hurt.
Yep.
He gets hurt, he's done. He's out. He won't be a Nugget. This is it for him. This is it for Zeke Nagy. So I would like to see him, what he does at five. Can a guy like Hunter Tyson come on and do something for this team? Can he be that kind of guy? I don't know. I mean, is there going to be a rookie that stands out like Christian Brown and Bones Highland did the last couple of seasons? Is there a rookie on this team? Is Jalen Pickett that guy? Is Strother that guy? Or is it Hunter Tyson, who I think had probably the better overall summer camp? 48 minutes after the hour, what did we learn? Coming up next is the whole show, powered by Chevron on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 at 1310 KFK.
You like podcasts? We podcast every show immediately after it airs at 1310kfk.com or wherever you download your favorite stuff. Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
The next time you get angry over a bad play, remember you need teamwork to win, not arguments.
Now we know.
And knowing is half the battle.
Hey, hey, what?
All right, what did we learn on this fourth day of October? I learned that Sean Payton's not messing around. You know, 4 weeks in, a couple weeks until the trade deadline, Sean Payton's coming in with authority and making some surprising moves. Maybe some didn't see this as a surprise, but he is still about this season, I believe, and he's looking for the guys that will go along with him and actually want to be there to try to turn this thing around. Angel, what'd you learn today?
As great as the championship is, it doesn't matter the next year.
It really doesn't.
And you have to re-earn that same respect. You have to prove to yourself that you're still that you can still do that stuff. So we'll see. I'm getting excited for this Nuggets Lakers game. I guess it's going to be a big beatdown.
Oh, I guess I'm excited for it. Like I don't
TNT's
even need.
Going to be there.
Right? Oh yeah, absolutely. They should be. Why shouldn't they be? You won a title.
Why are you going to go watch a team that? No, that's a fluky team.
I don't think
that Jokic guy. He's just weird to look at.
I don't think TNT's like that. I don't think they're like that.
You'll see. Players move different teams. Allegiances and favoritism shifts.
TNT's a lot. Those guys, I got to give them respect. You got to give those guys respect.
Sure.
They view the game differently.
That doesn't mean they're not going to say, oh, here's Phoenix, Milwaukee. Here's the finals. Because that's what they're going to say.
They could.
They're going to look at the Nuggets on the floor, getting their rings, and say, who's going to the finals this year?
Dude,
Phoenix, Milwaukee.
How dare you talk about Ernie and crew like that? Like, that crew.
That's what they're going to say.
That is not what they're going to say.
Yeah, this Nuggets team's great, but you see what they're doing in Phoenix and Milwaukee?
No,
oh, man.
I think
Golden
they
State,
might
they're
talk
coming back.
About it, but Ernie and Shaq and Charles and Kenny, those guys are logical.
Nope.
What?
The fans and the viewers won't let them pick the Nuggets again.
You're out of your mind. You don't. Do you watch TNT ever?
I do.
They all loved the Nuggets. They fell in love with the Nuggets.
Oh, the Nuggets. Man, I'm tired
Who?
Of hearing about the Nuggets. The Nuggets don't
From
even
TNT?
Care about basketball.
From TNT?
No.
That's what I'm talking about.
I'm talking about the fans and the listeners that influence
Who
what
cares?
TNT says.
Who cares? I'm talking about TNT. They're going to be the ones that are there.
The people
That's
that
where the
watch
game's on.
TNT will go on Twitter and say, I don't like that Chuck said this. So Chuck, the next game, will say, I'm sorry I said
no.
that. Here's what I actually think.
Yo, come on. You got to show those guys more respect than that.
I show them respect.
No.
But there are occasions where they cave a little bit to what the national media wants
If they get smoked by the Lakers on game one, sure, they might.
I'm talking about pregame.
No. No. They'll give the Nuggets their respect. But it doesn't make you a bad person if you don't think the Nuggets are going to win
the
title.
No, I'm not saying that.
But I'm telling you, TNT.
They're going to look at the team that's on the court and say, yeah, the champion's not on the court tonight.
TNT's logical. They're very logical. Dixon even says picking the Nuggets will be the least sexy pick ever this year. But I don't. TNT doesn't operate that way. Watch the way they talk about basketball. They don't operate
that
way.
They're great at it. That doesn't mean they're not going to follow the trend.
No, they'll go with who they really
feel.
Pick
Phoenix and Milwaukee.
If they feel that way, then all the power to them. I listen, those are two great teams. There's a chance those two teams could be playing in the finals. Absolutely. Dude, there's no given that the Nuggets are going to do this. I think they will.
Sure, but acting like they couldn't or acting like they can't.
But the Bucks, Suns, that's a reasonable pick. I'm not going to hate you for that. You know? It is what it is. Thursday night special tomorrow. Wow. Coming up. Coming up strong. Be looking forward to that. Good night, Northern Colorado.